The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's about it for us tonight. There is change coming to Fox News, to the channel, and to this program. Starting Monday, we are moving to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You've made the journey with us from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We hope you'll come along once more and join us an hour earlier. We've got big shoes to fill. We're going to do our best. We promise you the most honest hour we can do. And as always, we pledge to remain the show that's the sworn enemy of lying, pomposity, smugness, and groupthink. We will see you then.
That was Tucker Carlson last night announcing that there are big changes coming to the lineup at Fox. After 20 years on top of the rock over there at the 8 p.m. slot, Bill O'Reilly is out. Tucker Carlson is moving up, a complete new lineup. Joining us on the line right now, Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, to help us understand what has gone on. All right, so Joe, this was an interesting thing to watch if you follow this kind of thing in the media. Give us the TikTok of how it all went down yesterday.
Let's see. TikTok yesterday, it actually started April 1st. New York Times report, Bill O'Reilly and 21st Century Fox, or I should say, in different instances, paid off five women $13 million total. This was then met by boycotts of advertisers at the show. Now with social media, you don't write a letter to a company anymore to tell them to pull an advertisement. You shame them on Twitter, and you can get all these different groups together and mobilize. And then suddenly it went from 1 to 10 to 50 advertisers pulling their ads from the O'Reilly Factor. Money talks, guys, and in the end, I think that really Fox News executives, 21st Century Fox, the Murdochs in particular, saw this as news cycle after news cycle of new revelations about Bill O'Reilly and no advertisers coming back. And as we saw with Glenn Beck at Fox News, when the advertisers go, you go from being indispensable to expendable in a hurry.
And I think that's what happened. And I had made the observation that I think what happened with the advertisers is that was very driven by the left. The left is very good at using social media to blow these stories up and target the advertisers to get them to pull their money in order to hurt them. But Bill was the number one show on that channel, right?
Oh, yes, by a country mile. And he's been the number one show on cable news.
So how does firing the number one show on your channel help you?
How does it help you if you don't have ad revenue coming in?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but that's short-lived. They eventually come back.
No, that's the thing. I think even a month or two from now, there are whole companies, so to speak, organizations, Media Matters, for instance, that is invested in destroying Fox News and destroying a guy like Bill O'Reilly, who is, let's put it this way, Bill Belichick is the coach of the New England Patriots, and he's the brains of that organization. Roger Ailes is Bill Belichick. They got rid of him. Guess who Tom Brady is?
Bill O'Reilly. Right.
Right? So as long as Bill O'Reilly was on there, anytime any company, let's call it Coca-Cola, 2 months later says, you know, boy, look at that, $4 million a night. We really have to be on that show. The minute they make that decision, that ad appears, Media Matters mobilizes all these other left-wing groups, and they make sure that Coca-Cola knows that they are supporting a guy who has sexually harassed women, and that can't stand.
You know,
that's what they saw on the wall.
As an old employee of Fox News, I may say you're absolutely right about that. And I don't think most people understand that how well-organized and how well-funded the left is in this matter. And Media Matters for America is sort of the lead group, and they caucus with other organizations that feel about Fox News the same way that they do. And I mean, they really can come after you. The old saying is, you know, it's not paranoia if there really are people out to get you. And if you're Fox News, there really are people out to get you.
And the best part is, or the worst, depending on how you look at it, Media Matters is a tax-free organizations.
I know.
They don't have to pay taxes. And they break every rule in the book, which is you can't advocate candidates. And they clearly backed Hillary Clinton. And it's amazing that they get away with it. But look, you know, I mean, I think Fox also saw what Tucker Carlson did with Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly was leaving and the sky was falling. Right? What are they going to do at 9 o'clock? They put in Tucker. He exceeds her ratings. Okay. So I think they think that they have a formula that applies to half the country, that niche audience, half the country. And as long as the formula is there, it doesn't really matter as much who is sitting in the host seats. But I think with O'Reilly, it's a different ballgame because that's 21 years he has been hosting that show, 16 at number one. And that's not something you replace very easily. Megyn Kelly didn't have the loyalty nearly what Bill O'Reilly had.
Yeah. It's well, a sad story all the way around.
Yeah, and a little lineup. But I remember once somebody said the last time when Megyn Kelly left, Fox doesn't reshuffle, they reload.
I said that.
Oh, was
I
that
said
you?
That on Fox. Yes, I said on Howie Kurtz's show.
Well,
true story.
It's a great statement, and it's true. All right, listen, thank you very much, Joe. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, good talking to you.